Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It is 8 minutes past 12 on your Friday, which means it is time for Pets Allowed. Welcome to this week's edition of Joy's very own show about pets. Thank you to Adam for delivering such a great morning of music as well. Thanks again to everyone who texted, emailed and for Facebooking your pet names to us last week. It was an equal combination of some clever, funny, inspiring and let's just say some interesting names
we had. It was great.
Now, Alan, you weren't here last week, so we got to miss out. Tell us, what are your pets?
Well, my first dog is called Pantalaimon. He's known as Pan for short.
Pan for short.
And the second one is called Lyra. And both those names come from a brilliant book by Philip Pullman called The Northern Lights, which was made into a film called The Golden Compass. Pan and Lyra have a really interesting relationship. And my third dog was quite elderly when we adopted her. And she's called Prudence because it sounds like
an elderly dog.
You can't really call a puppy Prudence, but when they're 12 or 15, you can.
Prude for short.
Yeah, but it's going to be a bit more fashionable these days. But like, I love your names for your dogs. Yeah. They're great.
Actually, my favourite dog name is, I used to know a pug called Lettuce.
That's a good name.
Lettuce. Okay, on Pets Allowed today, we're taking out the clippers and putting our pooch in the salon chair. We have a pack show looking at grooming and we'll also look at cats.
No, we're going to look at grooming today for dogs.
Oh.
We have a pack show full of grooming and information for dogs, but we're going to be looking at cats
later.
Very soon.
I didn't think we were talking about cats.
No, not today.
Giving your dog a good bath and clip is not just about sprucing them up so they're clean and smelling like a bunch of roses, although most dogs would dispute that flowers smell nice, and certainly I know my dogs, if I give them the chance, they don't smell very good very long after bathing.
We have the same. Cinder, when I wash her at home, she likes to roll around the bathroom, roll around the lounge room, roll around everywhere.
Yeah.
She goes completely crazy. Like, she gets this look in her face like she's going
do
nuts.
Too. Rub their, yeah.
But meeting your dog's grooming needs is just as important as exercising and feeding them a good diet. Getting your dog to enjoy the grooming experience may be a challenge, however. It's a small price to pay considering the serious health risks associated with not regularly or adequately grooming your pooch.
Now, we do want to hear from you, as always. Does your pup love their trip to the pooch barber? Do they like going to the grooming salon?
The salon.
How do you make the experience a little bit more pleasurable for them? Do they, you know, do you make sure you give them treats, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Let us know. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Right now, it's time for a bit of Christina Aguilera with Fighter. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time for the news of the week. It is Kevin, Kate and Alan in the studio today for Pets Allowed. And we had two little dogs in the Herald Sun this week.
Yeah, one of my favourite breeds, Chihuahuas, Bert and Ernie. Yeah, so they were in the Herald Sun yesterday. And the two dear little Chihuahuas that came into the home from the western suburbs, they were stray. We could tell that they'd always lived together. They, you know, where one went, the other followed. They're very, very much
connected. In love.
Yeah.
No. Brother and sister.
Yeah, kind of like that.
A brother and brother.
Brother and brother. Yeah. Mm. And they're just great little dogs.
Besties.
They didn't have a microchip. They weren't wearing any collars or tags. So unfortunately, we weren't able to contact their owners, which is sad. And no one came forward to claim them. So they waited for 8 days. We've given them a bath and they've been desexed and vaccinated and wormed. And they're now ready for adoption. And you can actually view them on our website.
Dogshome.com.
Dogshome.com.
There is a story there and it's on our Facebook page as well about Bert and Ernie, two best friends.
They're middle-aged, but, you know, Chihuahuas live for a long time, so plenty of years left.
And it is time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
Every week we put a dog or a cat in the spotlight. Now, we have mentioned this one before, but we think she needs a little bit of extra loving on Pets Aloud today. So, Alan, introduce us to our pet of the week.
So, today we're looking at Sarabi. So, we talked about her a few weeks ago, but unfortunately she hasn't found a home yet. She's a domestic medium hair cat. She's grey and white. She's about three and a half years old now. She's very sweet and affectionate. She really needs a new home. She's got a pink nose, so she hasn't got any pigment on her nose, so she's probably best as an indoor cat.
Even though she absolutely loves the sun.
Yeah.
So she's going to need to be an indoor cat that has sort of a safe area where she can go into the sun.
Yeah. But she should be quite happy inside. She's health checked, she's vaccinated, she's wormed, she's microchipped, and she's ready to go up for adoption now. She's
and
in North Melbourne, and her ID number is 932113.
You can find her on our website, which is dogshome.com, or contact our North Melbourne shelter on 9329 2755. And our pet of the week last week, Lola from North Melbourne, is still looking for a home as well. Beautiful 10-year-old Stuffy.
She's gorgeous.
And you can find her on our website as well. Coming up, we're going to be starting to talk about grooming and about all things grooming, how to get your dog used to it, and what can, you know, what kind of grooming situations we see at the shelter, that kind of stuff. But right now, it is time for a little bit of Aqua.
Ooh,
everyone
aqua.
Loves a bit of Aqua.
Barbie?
No, Candyman, Lollipop. So it's Pets Aloud with the Lost Dog Someone Joy, 94.9.
Miss your favourite segment on Pets Aloud or want to hear an interview again? Head to joy.org.au/petsaloud to subscribe to our free podcast.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
You are on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dog Someone Joy 94.9 with Kevin, Kate and Alan in the studio today. And all throughout the program we are talking about the importance of grooming your dog. Staying on top of your dog's grooming needs is one of the primary responsibilities of being a good pet owner.
In the Victorian Code of Practice for the private keeping of dogs, having your dog professionally groomed, particularly those with long and thick coats, is strongly encouraged and regarded as one of the key factors in helping maintain your pet's good health. Failing to regularly or adequately groom your pet can cause your pet significant discomfort and pain.
Unfortunately, at the Lost Dogs Home, we see dogs that have been retrieved from disturbing circumstances. Some have been kept in closed and contained environments and are discovered suffering from varying health and psychological issues. Often these dogs arrive at our shelters carrying putrid and severely knotted and matted coats, and sadly some we discover have not had a bath or a groom for months or even their entire lives.
Now, Alan, you've seen many of these dogs come through the shelter. What are the most common breeds?
Usually it's small dogs, so breeds like Maltese, Shih Tzus, Poodles and all their crosses. Occasionally we get larger dogs with long coats like standard poodles, but generally it's the little ones.
And where would you say the majority of cases appear on the scale of sort of minor to severe neglect?
Oh, we see all sorts. So, yeah. You know, we'll see mild sort of matting and sort of flea allergy, right up to, you know, really severe matting with urine scalding, excuse me, and faeces matted in the coat. So it can cause all sorts of problems and
it's
infections.
Really quite sad, isn't it?
What are some of those problems?
Well, they obviously, if they get matted, if they get damp underneath, that can cause skin infections. They can get urine scalding. In summer, probably once or twice each summer, we'll see a dog that's actually so matted and dirty that they get maggots growing in the coat and eating into the skin. And I've once seen one where the mats around one of its back legs was so tight that it cut the blood supply off and it ended up basically with gangrene and we had to amputate the leg. So there are really severe consequences of not grooming dogs.
It's amazing that people
let it get to that stage.
So at the shelter, we do lots of things to help them, don't we, and treat them?
We do. When they come in, if they're in a state, we'll clip them and bathe them and treat their infections. And sometimes we have to sedate them or anaesthetise them to do that. So
that's probably not used to being, clipped.
I think most of these dogs will have never been clipped in their lives.
So it's actually quite a challenge for our staff sometimes to have to groom them. And we've got a volunteer who comes in and does it too. But obviously the rewards to make these dogs comfortable afterwards is great.
Now, often following the bath, the groom, you find under this putrid matted fur and everything like that a really sweet dog who just really wants to be loved in return. What why do you think dogs end up in this state? What's happening out there that's making this happen?
Well, I think white fluffy puppies, you know, they're really, really cute and they sell really easily. So in they can be impulse buys in pet shops or, you know, or from backyard breeders. And often maybe the pet shops or the breeders don't actually educate the people who are buying the puppies about what they're going to need. So, you know, they just don't know, really. Often it's ignorance. A lot of abuse is ignorance.
Cruelty by ignorance.
And often people, if they don't start grooming them when they're little puppies and they don't get the dog used to it and get the dog enjoying it, then by the time they're 6 months old, you're left with a real mess and it's a real problem to sort out. So
that's
kind
right.
of just gets too hard.
Yeah, and they get their smell and, you know, they don't feel like, you know, touching them and, Yeah.
So it's about is it about education as well, just making people aware of that?
Yeah, people should, you know, if they're going to buy a puppy, you should do some research and look at what you're getting into.
Make sure you really look at what your responsibilities are.
How easy is it to get your dog used to grooming?
I think it's pretty easy if you start when they're, you know, you need to start when they're little puppies and get them used to it, short sessions, make it a game, so, and give them treats, play with them, keep it all really gentle, don't drag it out for too long so that they start, you need to keep it a really positive experience.
Now, Cinder likes to play with the brush. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or is she going to...
No, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
That is okay.
I often sort of groom mine on the couch. So if we're watching television and
they're
like
comfortable.
Yeah, they like to sit next to me. I say, okay, well, let's just, you know, have a little bit of a grooming session at the same time. And
Now, speaking of something similar to that, we had a message in from Colin who likes to wash his 4-year-old Silky Terrier cross named Starbuck in the shower with him after he's had one as well. He lets her roam around the bathroom until it's her turn and she comes into the shower with him. He thinks maybe she feels better if they're both getting wet at the same time.
Well, I think that's just an example of teaching them how to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It all becomes game.
I've
and
done
it's,
that before.
It's
Molly's had a shower.
According to Colin as well, she feels more comfortable with the shower because she likes to lick the water off the floor as well.
Yes.
My dogs love doing that.
Actually, I do... admit I do that with Cinder as well, just because it's easier because I've got a handheld shower where it was in the bath. I have to actually
wash them.
You just have the handheld shower. That's right.
Yeah.
And it makes it interesting. She doesn't like it. And she obviously goes a bit crazy afterwards and rolls all around, you know, the lounge room and the bathroom and everything like that. But it is interesting. Now, if you're thinking about welcoming a long-haired or thick-coated dog into your family, listen up, because later in the program we're going to go through what you might need to do and need to know in terms of grooming these breeds to help you make a bit of a more informed decision. Up next, we're going to hear Ava's story. Now, Ava was a little Maltese that came to us sometime last year who was incredibly matted and has really turned her life around. So this is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10, best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Allowed every Fridays from noon.
This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. I just remembered, guys, we have a bit of a special shout out that we have to do today. And we play this song for the shout out. Now, it is Abby's birthday today, and now Abby is turning 10. Happy birthday, Abby. That one's for you. Hope you enjoy your birthday. Get lots of good treats and everything like that.
Nice long walk.
Yeah, that would be good. And tell Bronson, who's your buddy as well, to make sure he doesn't hide all the bones today and that you actually get to have one and not to steal all your treats. Now, we have had a couple of messages in.
Yeah, we've had one from Harry McClary.
Harry McClary. From Donaldson's Dairy.
Yeah. He says, my dogs are so conditioned to grooming that as soon as they see me get the brush out, they start going mad, running around in circles, competing with each other to be first to jump up on the outdoor table to be brushed and receive a treat. Thanks, Harry McClary.
That's really good. And that's you know, sort of talking about...
That's getting them used to
getting
it.
Getting them used to it from a young age and everything like
and
that
being
as
a
well.
And a positive thing, so they enjoy
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. Now, we have had a message as well from Chris the PT. Now, Chris the PT is usually on Wednesday mornings with Gillian and Nick giving all sorts of advice. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a dog to live in his small apartment. Do we have any suggestions?
Probably best to contact the shelter and have a chat to some of the staff there in adoption. So you might even want to consider a cat as well. well, yeah, perhaps for apartments.
That's a good insight. Yeah. Or just go down there. I mean, yeah, you can always go down and
have a look
and have a look and talk to the people there and see what they recommend.
That's right, because they've got to know the dogs over time and yeah, they know
and,
what would
and see if we have any dogs at the moment as well that sort of match that suitability. Mm. Sort of your smaller breeds, but you do have to yeah, remember that you need to go out and take them out for walks and take them out to the bathroom.
Lots
and
of toilet stops.
Lots of toilet stops and everything yeah, like that. Now, on Pets Aloud today, we are looking at the importance of keeping on top of grooming your pooch. Last year, Ava, who is a Maltese Terrier mix, was found abandoned in a desolate area of North Melbourne.
After being cared for and treated at a North Melbourne shelter, Ava was eventually rehabilitated and adopted into a loving home.
Now, this is Ava's journey.
This may appear to be a small dog waiting to be groomed. In fact, it's a flea-infested, heavily matted, putrid coat that's been clipped off a shy little Maltese Terrier mix. Ava arrived at the Lost Dogs home in this horrific condition, the result of human neglect. Sadly, the home routinely receives long-haired dogs in similar conditions, dogs who've not had their coats regularly clipped off. These poor dogs are incredibly uncomfortable. Some are unable to urinate or defecate without it sticking to their bodies. Their skin itchy and inflamed from flea infestation or fungal skin conditions. Often the mat pulls on the dog's skin, causing them pain. Vet nurse Elena explains the special needs of long-haired breeds.
So in general, these dogs will need their coats clipped off every 8 to 12 weeks. They will need to be brushed daily in between clips to prevent tangles, and you need to get them used to wearing dog coats in winter. Make sure you pay attention to the ears as they can be blocked by hairs. So if this is the case, while you are patting your pet, gently pull the hairs out one at a time. Nails will also need regular trimming, particularly the dew claws, as they do not touch the ground and can curl and grow into their skin. So visit your groomer and have them advise you of the specific needs of your dog.
After her long overdue haircut, Ava was off to the Lost Dogs Home Vet Clinic for a health check. Ava received vaccinations, flea and worm treatments, microchip, a special soothing bath, and a few days later she was de-sexed. Other than being underweight, this incredibly resilient little dog was given a clean bill of health. During her stay, Ava has been regularly vet checked and now quite enjoys a visit to the clinic. Ava entered the home's behaviour modification program to help her overcome her shyness and catch up on some schooling she'd missed out on during puppyhood. Trainer Nicole Beasley explains.
When Ava entered our program, she was shy and worried about meeting new people and other dogs. She had no training at all and needed to learn simple things like how to walk on a lead and respond to practical obedience cues. We used a gentle, reward-based training method and introduced Ava to people and dogs in a controlled way, little by little. Her confidence grew and she proved to be a clever little student. Her biggest obstacle was overcoming her fear of men. If she spotted a man, even from a distance, she would try to flee. As part of the behaviour program, she was assigned to experienced staff members Cass and Brittany. These two worked with her several times a day to overcome her fear of men. Initially, Ava would receive a yummy food treat for just looking at a man from a distance. Over time, she was able to take treats directly from men. Now she is actually quite cheeky and actively seeks out fellas in the hope of receiving a scrumptious treat.
That was Ava's story, and if you'd like to watch that video, you can check that out. We'll put it up on our Joy profile page later today. Right now, it's time for a little bit of Madonna with Cherish. This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. Joy.org.au.
On Pets Aloud today, you're here with Kevin, Kate and Alan, and we are talking all things grooming. Now, increasingly becoming a bit more popular are the smaller, long-haired dogs, and quite, you know, those breeds that you see, fluffy puppies, you know, they're really cute and adorable,
but yeah,
they require a lot of grooming because they require that extra TLC to maintain a healthy skin and coat. But we are going to get to know some of these breeds. Now, this first one can be small, But they can also be large.
They can be very, very large.
They can be very medium-sized. There are so many different types of poodle out there. Now, well before strutting along the Champs de Lucerne, they were actually from somewhere else. Now, Ellen, this is something I didn't know about the poodles.
Poodles apparently originated in Germany, where they were known as Pudelhunds. Hund obviously being German for dog, and poodle meaning splashing around, or just like puddle, I suppose. They then were standardized in France, and they were used as water retrievers because their coats are moisture resistant, which sort of helps their swimming. And they're really popular because, unlike a lot of breeds of dogs, they actually only have a single coat. Most dogs have a double coat, which means they've got a fine coat underneath and then they've got the longer guard hairs on the top. And those dogs tend to shed more, so they shed that fine undercoat. Mm. Whereas with poodles, they don't. They still lose hair, but it tends to get clumped up and matted, actually. So they're less allergenic than maybe some other dogs that shed more hair, although you can still be allergic to a poodle.
You can. What about this interesting poodle haircut that you see so often? Where did that come from?
Originally, apparently, the sort of lion cut, the big show cut, the puffy bits sort of cover the joints, I suppose, and they're supposed to keep them warm. But it means that they can still swim, so they're streamlined in the water. But I suppose over the years, it's got more and more exaggerated until what we know today. And I think most people with poodles actually just have, like, a normal...
A standard cut.
Because keeping those show poodles in...
top condition.
It takes hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, I do have I have some friends that have poodles and they say it can take like sort of 10 hours to groom them.
Wow.
To get them ready for shows or to get them ready. And it's because of that. The coat seems to curl up a lot as well. But you can get different coats with poodles, but that's like one of the types, isn't it?
And I think one thing to remember about poodles is that they were working dogs and they still are working dogs. So
they're very smart.
They're really smart. And they need exercise and... You know, they're not necessarily an easy dog to own.
They like to use their brains, don't they?
They do.
Now, a dog that's not so big, it can be very small. And Kate, you know one of these personally, the Maltese.
I have one, a Maltese called Molly. Maybe not quite as smart as the poodle either, but but these are actually really very popular.
Cover
I shouldn't say
ears,
that all the
Molly.
Maltese people out there will be very angry.
Be very upset at you right now for saying that the Maltese
are
not very smart.
Mollies are very switched on smart little dog. And they're very popular at the moment. We see quite a few of them come through the shelter. And I think because they are, you know, a personable little dog to own. But they're also really cute as puppies, as we were saying. Like, they're really one of those long-haired, fluffy puppies that look cute. So I think that's why we see a lot of them as adults come in a little bit matted.
And they're bred as companion dogs as well.
They are, yeah. So they would need daily grooming, you know, putting a brush through them on a regular basis to get them used to and just to untangle any mats that, or knots that might be forming. Tear staining, these dogs actually quite often get sort of dark brown stains underneath their eyes and can get clumping of, I guess, I don't know what it is, sleep or eye sleep.
It's just like the proteins in the tears. Yeah. And I think it can be normal in lots of little dogs to get some brown staining. Yeah. And again, that is just the protein in the tears. But it shouldn't really be clumping up. It shouldn't be solid stuff there.
Yeah.
And their eyes certainly shouldn't be red or swollen or have any sort of coloured discharge. No. So it's something to check on.
Yes. And I guess just to wipe it away with sort of a warm, damp cloth on a regular basis as well.
Or you can get wipes, which actually have got something in them that breaks down that protein so it doesn't stain so much.
Okay.
But check it out in pet shops.
And and then being long-haired breeds, they pick up everything that, you know, when you take them out for a walk. I know that Molly, we have to take out, you know, sticks and leaves and things as she comes back in the house. And, you know, I trim her fringe so that she can see. I also have to trim her rear end sometimes just to keep her, you know, nice and tidy around there.
Yes.
And my house as well. But, you know, and also these dogs need regular professional grooms as well.
Yeah, so. The same with poodles. So you're looking at it sort of every 6 to 8 weeks for a clip, you know, a bit more during summer so they don't get too hot. If you have any more if you want any more information about specific breeds, you can contact the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic on 9329 2755, or visit your nearest vet and have a chat with them about it. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements and pride.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
The Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic now has a new permanent groomer. And Kate caught up with Denise earlier this week and started off by asking her what she loves most about her job.
Rewarding because you have these four-legged animals that are nervous. You get them on the table and they relax, and I love talking to them. I love the feeling you get when you calm them down. It's just really rewarding.
And how long have you been a groomer?
3 months. I went back to school and got accredited.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of groomers out there, and I wanted to be good at what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And mature age, I thought, I really want to put my passion into what I love.
Yeah.
So I went to school and got accredited, and yeah, loving it.
So what sort of grooming services will you be providing here at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic? You know, the different types of grooms, or you know, I guess you've got some dogs that come in long coats and then other shorter coats that need trim. So
yeah,
is there a different...
We've got some basic just wash and tidy. So
yeah,
for all the short-haired dogs, they can be small, medium or large, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as they're short-haired, they really just come in for a nice massage, hydro bath,
mm-hmm.
And a blow-dry. And then we do their nails and just check their ears while they're here. And then we have, as they go through, the small dog grooming,
mm-hmm.
and that's like the little white fluffy dogs that you have.
Like a Maltese or a Shih Tzu.
Yeah. Every dog that needs grooming, I do their hygienic areas.
Yeah.
I clean out their pads, put them out, and then it's really the same thing. I do a pre-clip,
mm-hmm.
wash them, dry them, and then clip again so you get that nice final clip at the end. And then I scissor after that. And that goes for your small, medium and large. The large, of course, are much bigger. I've done I really do like poodles.
Yeah.
So I've done some standard poodles, and that's very, very rewarding. Rewarding at the end, but a challenge doing it because they love to jump around and they're so big and energetic. But
it's a big job. How long would it take you to do like a standard poodle?
A standard poodle? Well, it takes, and it's slow. I would say probably at least 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 hours.
And so something like a Maltese or a White Fluffy, they would take about?
They take, well, because I do spend a lot of time on them,
mm-hmm.
I'd say an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So why do you think as a groomer it's so important to groom dogs? I mean, some people are a little lax about it and others are really, you know, great about it, but what do you think?
Look, I think I see a lot of dogs that are not groomed and I get them when they're really matted, and then I just feel so sorry for the poor dog. People don't understand that if you groom your dog regularly, you don't get the matted fur, and then you don't get the fleas getting into the fur, you don't get the skin allergies.
Yeah.
Once the fur's matted, they can't itch, it gets irritated, it pulls the skin. So, grooming is really, really important. It also helps stimulate the hair growth, gives them a healthier coat. So even short-haired dogs, it's good to get their undercoat out,
mm-hmm.
and they get a really healthy, shiny coat.
I think you just said then, so after you see a heavily matted dog, or even just a little bit overgrown dog, and it's really must be rewarding to see them happier afterwards and comfortable. You notice a discernible difference?
Yes, you do. I've had some very depressed dogs come to me, being matted, and as I've clipped right back to the fur, to the skin, they just hang depressed, and then you start clipping off the fur, and they lift their head up, and they just look like new little dogs under all this big mat.
Oh.
It's just amazing. I've taken so many photos because I just love it. To see they're just energised. They run around. Yeah, they're all happy to see their owners again and all this energy. It's just, you know.
And you get that feedback from the owners too. Like, oh, it's a different dog. Well, it looks different, but it's different in nature as well.
Yeah.
That would be rewarding.
Yes.
Now, some dogs are probably easier to groom than others, and I guess just in terms of their coats, but perhaps also sometimes in terms of their behaviour. As you said, if owners are good and they regularly clip their dogs, then they're probably used to it, aren't they?
Yep,
so is there anything, tips about how, you know, owners can help you do a good job?
By touching them regularly. Like, they need their paws touched.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs don't like you doing their nails.
Yeah.
They don't, I clip the hair out from under their pads. A lot of dogs are very sensitive with their feet and their bottoms. So if the owners touch them regularly, they're not going to be so sensitive, and much easier to groom.
So it's a bit of, just a bit of time doing that.
So when dogs come to me, I try to handle them as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my hands all over the dog so it's used to me touching.
Yeah.
So as I get to groom that area, the dog's already been feeling me, knows I'm not going to hurt it.
Yeah.
I try and bond with the dog to make them understand it's not going to be painful for them.
So that was Denise. Denise is really lovely and very excited to be with the Lost Dogs Home and at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. If you want more information about booking your dog in to get groomed, contact the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic on 9329 2755, or visit the clinic at 1 Boundary Road, North Melbourne.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
It is 8 minutes to one on your Friday, which means it is coming to the close of Pets Aloud.
Yeah,
and Katie is coming up very soon, but we do have some final tips and benefits of grooming for you. Now, even if your dog has short hair, they will need to be washed and have regular grooming sessions as well.
And the earlier you start in your dog's life to get them used to it, the better. So get them, as Denise was saying earlier, get them used to handling their feet, get them used to the brush, and get them used to the bath.
Generally speaking, washing once a month is okay. Clear water or dog shampoo is fine. Use a wet towel on occasions when a bath is not necessary, and you don't wash too often is an important rule, because you can strip away the natural oils from the coat.
Now, what they generally say is with shampoo, don't do it more than once every month.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you're not, you know, you're not stripping away those oils too much, as well as just, you know, if it's winter, don't wash them too much as well. Just, you know, spot
make
clean.
Sure, and if you do have to wash them, make sure that they get It's in a warm
dried.
Environment
yeah.
as
and
well.
Make sure you get
the heat
them dry.
Is on. Yeah.
It's really important to book professional grooming regularly if you've got a long haired dog. And you need to book them early, because good groomers, popular groomers, can get booked up weeks and weeks in advance. So if you leave it until they're all matted up,
then you might be leaving it for another month.
Yep. And
it'll
be more expensive too.
Yes.
And just keep an eye out during sort of the summer and spring seasons for grass seeds as well and fly bites. We did talk about Honey recently, who had quite a few operations to remove grass seeds from under her armpit. So there was, you know, there's quite a lot of things to keep an eye out for. Gentle brushing is good for that.
Check between their paws.
Yes.
And also keep an eye on your dog's behind as well, just to make sure that there's no feces stuck to their coat, no dags. We don't like that.
No. So brushing, good brushing sort of once a week or twice a week, you know, maybe every day if your dog's really a long-haired dog, you know, two or three times a week, helps to remove dirt, dead skin, loose hairs, grass seeds, tangles. It also helps that you don't, their dogs don't molt so much around the house because you're capturing it, you're brushing it. There's plenty of different brushes out there as well. You know, make sure you get one that's sort of an appropriate length for your dog. If you need to ask someone at the, you know, sort of the pet supply store or your vet what kind of brush would be good, and flea treatments.
Yeah, make sure that you use most of them monthly. And if you're using the spot-on ones, it's a good idea not to have bathed your dog just before or just afterwards, because they need the oil in the coat often to spread throughout the coat. So 3 days before or 3 days afterwards is probably the best time.
Excellent. Now, if you do have any other questions, we missed something.
We missed a point, yeah.
Oh, thanks. We missed a point. What was that, Kate?
Off,
sorry.
And grooming helps the bond between you and your pet, which is really important. You know, as I said, sit on the couch and have a nice grooming session. And also it's an opportunity to check for any lumps and bumps and abnormalities that you may not pick up otherwise.
That's my fault. I wrote what looks like it says Kev, but really it says Kate.
Given.
If you do have any questions, you can email us anytime, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. You can also find all that information on how to get in touch with us on our Joy program page at joy.org.au.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
It is 3 minutes to one, and you have been listening to Pets Aloud with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 with Kevin, Kate and Ellen. It's time for the end of the show. It has been a fantastic show. We've been talking all things grooming. We had our pet of the week this week. Alan, who was that?
Our pet of the week was our grey medium hair cat called Sarabi. Her number is 932113.
And we also mentioned the lovely Lola too last week.
Who is our pet of the week last week. She's a 10-year-old staffer. You can find her on our website, which is dogshome.com. If you have any questions about grooming, if you want to book your dog in for a groom at the Frank Sameways Veterinary Clinic, Kate, what can they do?
They can contact the Frank Sameways Veterinary Clinic or visit at 1 Boundary Road, North Melbourne. The grooming is operating on Thursdays and Fridays, so just Thursdays and Fridays at this stage as we introduce it. But look, Denise is lovely. She, as she said, she's slow, but she's by saying that she's really thorough. She really enjoys it.
Right. And
she
their
does.
Contact number there is 9329 2755. What were you going to say, Kate?
That's okay.
You forgot the number?
No. I was leaving that for you, Kev.
Oh, excellent. If you missed the show today or if you want to have a listen again, don't worry, we do podcast the show. You can find all our information at joy.org.au. Next week, we're going to look at caring for senior pets. You have been listening to Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to
pat your dogs.
Walk your dogs.
Walk your dogs and pat them.
Pat your dogs and walk your cats doesn't work the same way. Let's try that again. Don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Yeah. You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.